Becky Townsend, and this is Money Minute. On today's episode, we will speak with President and CEO Wayne Johnson and learn about our upcoming upgrade. Welcome, Wayne. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome, Becky. Glad to be here.
Okay, so let's jump right in. What can members expect with this upgrade?
It's going to be a very important upgrade technology-wise. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of new products and avenues to access these products. It's just, you know, our previous processors is just moving up in the world of technology.
Yep, and bringing our members with us. Yes. Okay, so just a little background. We are set to upgrade our core processor. For people that don't know, it's basically the computer database that we use to conduct transactions and maintain member information internally here at the credit union. A couple things I wanted to go over, and you can feel free to step in. Basically, just some bullet points that we want members to know. So we are going to be closed on Saturday, April 30th. Members are not going to have access to online banking or the app. And we strongly advise everyone to plan ahead that weekend and have extra cash on hand. And of course, they're welcome to use their Visa credit card through Great Lakes.
And they will be able to use their debit card, but it will be reduced limits.
Right. So we just want people to be aware of that. And of course, it won't hurt to have extra cash on hand.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, just in case there's a glitch.
And then things that are not going to change that members do not have to worry about: your existing account number, your current ACH or direct deposits, your checks, and your debit and credit cards. So
the biggest change there will be the what each account's called. Right now our savings is zero.
Right.
It'll change to 000. There'll be slight changes in the
Suffixes will change. And of course, all of this information can be found on the upgrade guides that are available in the lobby, on the website, and they were also mailed to every member's home.
Yeah.
So we advise to look back on that if you have questions. And of course, we're always here if you have questions to give us a call.
Please refer to that. There's a lot of good information.
Just talking about some of the changes, we'll have new online banking and a new mobile app, but we know that staff and members are looking forward to that change. We hope everyone will really like the new format.
Yeah.
If members have further questions, where can they get more information, Wayne?
Well, the website, we have an upgrade guide there. They're welcome to call either office, ask any staff. You know, we'll share whatever we can share.
We're here to help as we navigate this journey all together.
One comment I did want to make is the first Saturday in May, I think it's the 8th, our phone system, we will not be able to take phone calls.
And that's right. That's the 7th, Saturday the 7th.
So if you call, nobody answers. Don't panic. It's just part.
Phones are expected to be working on the Monday as regular business hours. Okay, so we just wanted to go over a few points with you, something to keep in mind with our upcoming upgrade. And Wayne, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to the changes.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.